Victor Davis Hanson explained Trump's tariffs like no one else can. Texas border business. Texas border business. In a video posted reposted by @FreyaTard on her X account on April 4, 2025, renowned historian and political commentator Victor Davis Hanson offered a striking defense of former President Donald Trump's newly announced tariff policy, which Trump has dubbed Liberation Day. Hanson's remarks provided a sweeping, unapologetic case for why Trump's move to equalize trade tariffs is justified and long overdue, delivered with the clarity and conviction that has made him a standout voice in conservative intellectual circles. "Donald Trump announced it as Liberation Day," Hanson began, "and by that, he meant we were going to be liberated from asymmetrical tariffs of the last 50 years." According to Hanson, Trump's announcement marks the beginning of what he called a golden age of trade parity, which promises greater investment in the United States, increased job opportunities, and higher wages for American workers. Yet Hanson noted the world's reaction was one of confusion and fury. "The world seemed to erupt in anger," he said. "It was very strange. Even people on the libertarian right, and of course, the left, were very angry." Wall Street Journal. Pilloried Donald Trump. Hanson questioned the logic of the outrage. "China has prohibitive tariffs. So does Vietnam, so does Mexico, so does Europe, so do a lot of countries. So does India," he said. "But if tariffs are so destructive of their economies, why is China booming?" Hanson continued, asking why India and Vietnam, both heavy users of tariffs, had become economic powerhouses. "Why isn't Germany, before its energy problems, why wasn't it a wreck? It's got tariffs on almost everything we send them." He argued that these countries clearly believe tariffs work in their own interest, and have for decades. "They seem to like them and they're angry that they're no longer asymmetrical," he observed. "Apparently, the people who are tarring us think tariffs improve their economy. Maybe they're right, I don't know." Hanson emphasized that America's new tariffs are not preemptive or punitive. "They're almost leveled on autopilot," he explained. "Whatever a particular country tariffs us, we reciprocate and just mirror image them." He characterized the policy as reactive and automatic. "In other words, it's their choice, not ours. We're just reacting to what they did, not what we did." One of the most pointed comparisons Hanson made was between trade conflicts and military ones. "Why is Canada mad at us when it's running a $63 billion surplus and it has tariffs on some American products at 250%? He asked. "Doesn't it seem like the people who started this asymmetrical trade war should be the culpable people, not the people who are reluctantly reacting to it? Sort of like Ukraine and Russia. Russia invaded Ukraine. Do we blame Ukraine for defending itself?" Hanson then addressed a common criticism that tariffs will damage the economy, pointing to the historical record. "We haven't run a trade surplus since 1975 to 50 years, he said. "It wasn't suddenly we woke up and said, it's unfair, we want commercial justice. No, we've been watching this happen for 50 years. He traced the origin of America's tolerance for trade deficits back to the post-World War II era. We were so affluent and so powerful. Europe, China, and Russia were in shambles, that we had to take up the burdens of reviving the economy by taking great trade deficits," he explained. But half a century later, Hanson noted, the U.S. had been deindustrialized, while its trading partners thrived. Hanson was also quick to challenge the invocation of the Smoot-Hawley Tariff Act of 1930, often cited by critics who fear a recession. "We remember something. That came after the onset of the Depression, after the stock market crashed in 1929," he noted. "That law was not passed till 1930. It was not really amplified to 31. Moreover, Hanson argued, the historical context was completely different. We were running a surplus, and some of the tariffs were 40 and 50%, he said. And again, it happened after the collapse of the stock market. He closed with a jab at Wall Street, which he said is now warning that Trump's tariffs could cause a depression. "Don't you find it very ironic," he asked, "that Wall Street is blaming the Trump tariffs for heading us into a recession if not depression when the only Great Depression we've ever had was not caused by tariffs, but by Wall Street?" About Victor Davis Hanson? Victor Davis Hanson is a distinguished American historian, classicist, and political commentator. A senior fellow at the Hoover Institution at Stanford University, Hansen is known for his incisive analysis of military history, classical culture, and contemporary politics. He frequently comments on U.S. domestic and foreign policy, primarily through conservative platforms like the Daily Signal, National Review, and Fox News. In recent years, Hansen has emerged as one of the more intellectual defenders of Donald Trump's economic and geopolitical strategies, mainly focusing on trade, tariffs, and the global positioning of the U.S. economy.